Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature. And, of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. Running the three-man show today, Bish Bucks out. It's me, Cakes, and EB. There's an NFL rookie that I didn't know much about, but I'm hearing him complain a lot.
Yeah.
And so he's made some noise. Shamar Stewart is a first-round draft choice from the Cincinnati Bengals, and here's what has become notable in the last few days.
I would visit nj.org.
Not all that. Right, 1 second. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, we'll get it.
Just give me 2 seconds.
Shamar Stewart, big pass rusher, like end edge player out of Texas A&M. A guy that I think was being considered by the Commanders if he was there at 29, but he wasn't. He went 17th overall.
I'm 100% right. I'm going to ask for nothing y'all never done before. But in y'all case, y'all just want to win arguments that winning more games, in my opinion. I can't say what I really want to say, but it's their contract. They could do what they want with it. I thought I'd be on the field by now. That's what I would thought. I've been staying ready to go. I mean, it's my job now. I got no choice whether you're ready to go.
It's a very simple and specific dispute. It all comes down to the language that voids future guarantees. The current contracts, the prior contracts, including Amarius Mims last year, the tackle who was drafted 18th overall, one pick below Stewart this year, the T. Higgins and Jamar Chase contracts, the language in those contracts says if you commit a default, it wipes out your guarantee for the year when the default is committed. They want to change that language where... And this is the practical outcome. If you have a default, you void all future guarantees. Now, a lot of teams already have that. The Bengals didn't, though. The Bengals are trying to change their procedures with this one guy. And this one guy is saying, I'm not going to be the one who changes. Your past contracts are set up this way. That's all I want. I want the past contract. I want the same contract Amarius Mims got. I don't want to change that language. And when he says you're trying to win an argument, that's the point. They just want him to say, okay, I'll take whatever you put in front of me and I'll move on. And he's resisted and he's refusing to participate in practice. At least he's there. He doesn't have to be there. He's not under contract. It's a weird situation. And I wonder how far it's going to go. And I can tell you this, there's at least from the perspective of Stewart's camp, contemplation of his options, including sitting out the whole year and reentering the draft. Not that
I just don't know why a team that was so bad on defense is aiming to make their defense worse by not having the rookie participate in offseason activities and not trying to at least either trade or sign Trey Hendrickson. I just, I just think this is a team that's gonna face another season of poor defensive play. I mean, they threw their defensive coordinator overboard in the offseason. So you have a new guy with new systems to learn, and you don't have all your personnel intact. Just seems like a disaster waiting to happen again.
Especially in an era where all these rookies, this is not really a thing for rookies anymore.
Right.
Yeah, but haven't we learned that there's really some pencil pusher who's negotiating these contracts for teams? Like, we learned Adam Peters isn't the one negotiating. Right. He's got a guy.
Right, it's been that way for years.
Now he's in charge.
Yeah.
But they delegate it to somebody else. So the Bengals, they just have somebody who's hard line.
No. They're dictating to the negotiators.
I understand
the negotiator's
that.
Doing exactly what they want.
Yeah, there's a reason that the Bengals have, that they're notorious for being cheap, not getting deals done. Though they kind of flown in the face of that by giving Burrow a long-term deal, by signing Ja'Marr Chase to a deal where he's making $40-plus million. T. Higgins is making big money. But if you're gonna lavish all that money on the offense, at some point you have to take care of your defense that was giving up 25-plus points per game.
Do we know exactly what the specific detail that they're arguing about, the language?
Yeah, Florio said it.
He was explaining it.
Yeah, if you basically quit after year one, the guarantees of your contract aren't awarded to you after that year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's say he quits after his rookie season and he signs a five-year deal. Mm-hmm. Those 4 years will be voided, that all the guarantees within those 4 years afterwards will be voided. Mm-hmm. And you, I guess Cakes called the Bengals cheap, but if the Bengals don't do this, doesn't that make them uncheap? Right? They're one of the only teams that don't practice this.
Yes.
So when
they're trying to join the rest of the teams who are not just doling out these guarantees that come back to home.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're trying to actually be
frugal.
More frugal.
Right.
The Bengals.
The Bengals.
Of course.
Yes. But I think it's two separate situations. Like, they may be cheap when it regards to Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
But in this case, they're actually trying to get to the league norm,
mm-hmm.
according to Florio.
Yeah, but Ja'Marr Stewart is looking at it like, well, the guys you just signed last year, they didn't have this language in their contract, so he's pushing back. I understand his stance.
And it's early. It doesn't really mean anything. They'll figure it out. I don't think this one's going to linger another 8 weeks. I would be stunned. I mean, I think it's important for a rookie to be in their first mini camp and whatever. I don't think it's critical yet. I don't think. Maybe it is. But I don't think. We'll see. I don't know how you solve it. He seems to, he's adamant that he's 100% right.
The Bengals' first five games, by the way, they're at the Browns to open. They should win that game. Home to the Jags. Probably should win that too. Then it gets tougher at the Vikings, at the Broncos, home to the Lions.
Just remember, the Bengals have started off horribly under Zach Taylor. And it came back to bite us in the Survivor Pool.
Yeah, it certainly did.
Yeah, but is that a flaw in his coaching system, or is that just sort of a unique?
I mean, if he's been there for however many years and he always limps out to slow starts.
In September, Zach Taylor has a record of 7-14-1.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and they've started 0-2, 0-3 several times.
How many of those losses have been to teams that they definitely should have beaten, where they were decided favorites?
I mean, I don't know, it's 22 games. I'd have to go through it.
That sounds like a 4 or 5 year sample. But
if he starts 0-2 this year, they might want to consider firing him because they're facing the Browns and the Jags in the first 2 weeks. Like, you got to take advantage of those two teams.
You don't think the Jags would be a little bit better? Don't we think the Jags
would
be a little
better? I think they'll be
better,
but I think a home game against the Jags, like the Bengals, are going to be favored in that game.
I mean, yeah. I got to believe, all right, some of those games, EB, I got to believe, are against tough opponents, but in the last five seasons,
yeah,
with Joe Burrow manning the quarterback position most of the time, they've started 0-2 four out of 5 years.
Mm-hmm. What's their overall record in the last 5 years under Joe Burrow? Back of the baseball. I'm going to go with back of the baseball card bit. The Rizzo back of the baseball card bit.
I mean, it's probably pretty solid, but just with slow starts.
I don't know.
They find their way in the mid part and late in the season.
Last 5 years are 37-44-1.
It's not great.
Hey, I'm fascinated by this. I actually think Stewart, I think there's a good possibility he re-enters the draft.
Oh, really?
Think about it. Mm-hmm. In the age of NIL, mm-hmm. like these kids aren't that desperate to sign a bad contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kids have a lot more leverage these days, especially talents coming from a big-time program mm-hmm. in the SEC, where Texas A&M has so much donor money.
Can he just go back right back to Texas A&M?
That deadline might have passed.
No.
He would re-enter the draft.
Oh, like, okay. I see.
He would just re-enter the draft next year without signing the contract.
So he just sits out a year.
The problem is that this. What are you going to do to stay in football shape and all that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but I'm sure you could come up with some sort of plan where you have scouts come see private workouts with you, right? You can do simulated games on your own. And have the footage for it. I actually think this might be a historical thing, especially with kids these days and having the money and just not having to sign a bad deal.
Could be. Maybe he just looks at the Bengals and says, you know what, bad luck getting drafted by a dysfunctional franchise.
What number did
and I
he
don't
go?
Want to play for them. 17.
He went 17. But if he re-enters the draft.
Well, obviously his contract wouldn't be as big if he was a first round pick, but if
it's a lost year, though, it's tough for guys to give up a lost year of making big money when they don't know how long their careers are going to last.
Yeah,
it's very rare that you have a John Riggins situation who sits out a year of his career.
Yeah, but his point is they already have enough money to have a little taste of it.
I mean, I don't know what his NIL deal was.
Probably wouldn't.
It's probably not cheap.
Probably wasn't terrible.
Who, Shamar Stewart?
Yeah.
Oh, he's probably making over $1 million.
I would say right, easily.
How long is that going to last? That's not going to last him that long.
Yeah, but in other words, he's not desperate.
Yeah.
He may not be desperate, but the guy had 4.5 sacks in 3 years of college football. The only reason he was drafted high is because of his spark score. So he's definitely taking chances if he sits out a whole year and tumbles to the third round. Maybe other owners don't want to deal with him. It's not just risky for the Bengals. He could lose a lot too.
I think at the end of the, for sure. That's where I was going is that if he was picked 17th this time, he'll be picked a lot worse the next time because he's also going to be a pain in the ass.
All right. Well, let's extrapolate this out. Think about this. If you're a quarterback, okay, and you're a Heisman finalist and you have a great year, and there's an organization you don't want to go to that
Arch
drafts
Manning
you,
Manning or something.
Yeah. Say you're Arch Manning.
Yeah. And then he made $10 million.
Yeah, he's made $10 million in his NIL deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and let's say the Raiders have the number one overall pick, and you don't want to go play for the Raiders. Mm-hmm. You could easily sit out.
I think those guys in those situations are more likely. This is, and you never know about these NIL reports, but I'm reading a story from April where Shamar Stewart reportedly turned down an $11.2 million NIL offer from Alabama.
I mean, that's...
So that means he must have made some good money there.
At Texas A&M?
Yeah. If you're turning it down in Alabama...
Well, he decided to go pro.
Oh, he probably made 50% of that at Texas A&M.
I'm sure he made
a boatload. So he's got a little war chest.
But here's the point with him. It's such a trivial little detail. He's not going to quit after 1 year. So even though on principle he may be right, hey, none of my previous guys have done this, that would be an easy thing for me to cave on because I know I'm not going to quit. And especially if someone argues to me, hey, guys, the rest of the league are doing this, you're just going to have to eat it. And after a period of time, I would go, you know what? It's fine. I'm not quitting. I'm going to get my guaranteed money. I'm going to show up and get my guarantee.
But what if
he's got a cave?
But what if the relationship with the Bengals has soured because of this?
I'm sure it's soured a little bit. I'm sure there's bitterness.
I'm sure it's not great.
Sure, there is bitterness.
I mean, you don't think you'd be spiteful and
I don't know. Money talks at the end of the day. It's like, yeah, what are they going to give me? $15 million guaranteed. All I just got to do is not quit.
All right, I already got five in the bank.
I know, but it's, you know what? Another 15. I ain't quitting.
Right.
So I think as a guy who's caved on things before in negotiations, we all have, because you don't get everything you ask for, that would be one I could cave on. Because I'm not going to quit.
I'm going to put myself out there and say, no chance Samar Stewart was offered $11 million from Alabama.
I agree.
That's the fakest story
I've
ever heard.
College shenanigans.
I mean, well, come on.
That's what I said. You never know about these reports.
But it depends on how, like, you know, it could be like other things. It's not that they're giving him $11 million NIL, but they might say, you know, they have a bunch of endorsements and other crap. It's not just the school giving him $11 million. You know what I mean?
Nobody. You could add up every penny he's ever would ever get. They're not paying defensive ends $11 million.
The Cooper Flag got like $28 million?
That sounds like a social media misinformation thing that went around.
Maybe. I'm not into it.
Supposedly had a deal with Throne Sport Coffee. I don't think they're paying him $11 million.
Yeah, come on. Let's use our noggin.
And Texas Aggies United, which is their NIL partnership.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't monitor it. But I think he's going to cave on that issue. At the end of the day, I think he's going to cave.
I think so. He's probably got a lawyer agent who's saying, hey, this is important. And he's following the advice. But it seems like he's showing up to camp anyway.
Yeah.
So he's around, which shows his willingness to play. But as he said, they're more interested in the argument than getting him on the field. Which
right,
is a sentiment for all the Cincinnati players because they probably want the Trey Hendrickson situation resolved for your best chance to win.
That one, I have no idea what's going to happen with that one. That one seems like the real deal.
Coming up next, we'll talk a little Nats. They get swept by the Mets. On the positive side, there are rumors that might get you excited. We'll get into that next here on The Junkie.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. I got to tell you, I was driving around yesterday after the Nationals lost to the Mets. They were swept by the Mets. They actually had a little flurry in the ninth inning, but came up just short. But they had gone 22 straight innings without a run, Cakes.
Mm-hmm, that's a long time. That's a lot of innings.
I don't need to summon baseball, Cakes, to know that that's not very good.
No.
Well, as Rizzo said, you don't need to be Branch Rickey
to know the players are going to be back.
When he brought up that name, I had never heard that name.
Yeah, no file on Branch Rickey.
Branch Rickey?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm supposed to know who Branch Rickey is?
Isn't that like back in the Jackie Robinson days?
Yeah.
I mean, sorry,
I give you a pass.
I got nothing on Branch right. Rickey.
But anyway, I'm driving around my car.
Hamburger.
The game finishes. Rickey. There's post-game, and then Grant and Danny come on.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a caller that was super Rick at the lack of development in many of the players. You know, like, he's like, look, I'm a huge fan. Like, but some of these guys aren't developing. I know there was a big article about K-Bear Ruiz recently. I saw a ranking, and look, I couldn't give you catcher tandems mm-hmm. in Major League Baseball. But the Nats were like dead last in WAR, I believe it was the statistic that they were running with.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the reality of the situation with the Nationals. The year after they win the World Series, 26-34. You want to toss that out? That's fine.
Totally toss that out.
All right.
That was 2021, that was a debacle.
They win 65 games. 2022, they win 55. The last 2 years, they finished 71-91.
Yeah.
And this year, there's been some hope. And just a week ago, we would have said, oh, they're 3 or 4 games below 500. But I think they've lost 8 out of their last 10.
They're 8
they get
games
swept.
Below now.
And you could feel it. So I'm driving around, and then Grant and Danny come on. They have the one caller, and then just people are, their patience is done.
It's wearing thin for the Nats and the
like
rebuild.
Davey,
mm-hmm.
Rizzo, and we're biased. We have Rizzo on every week. Like, they're kind of sick of the excuses. It's time, and kind of, maybe this will happen, maybe it won't. But Jim Bowden has an article in The Athletic, which is titled 20 Things I'm Hearing and Watching For on MLB Trade Deadline with 50 Days to Go.
Well, here's what I did before you go. I know what the Nats are. Sellers. Anything that they can sell, they're going
to
sell.
But don't they have outside to turn like that around? Like, are you used to be sellers forever? I think that's where the frustration is in the fans. That, well, the fans are like,
hold on.
We just keep losing. At some point, you got to be a buyer.
When you've lost 5 straight and you're 8 games below 500 and the trade deadline is what, end of July? This is what, 6 weeks away? You're not a buyer. No team that's 8 games below 500 or worse at this point is going to be a buyer.
I'm not saying
they're going to be sellers.
I'm not saying they're going to be a buyer. But maybe they should be, is the point.
I don't understand that logic.
What do you mean? Because if you're going to be a seller, you're just going
to
get in.
They're not ready to
prospects.
Be buyers. Their record is showing you they're not ready to be buyers.
Yeah, but what if you could get someone that it's going to be a longer-term deal? You're not just getting them down for a stretch run. You might just be adding for next year.
The reason they turned it around the first go-round, when Rizzo likes to say, we've done this before, was, yes, they had young, up-and-coming talent, and they were able to get these draft choices in Bryce Harper and Strasburg, who were cornerstones of turning it around from a losing team to a winning team. But the guy that they always credit and the contract they always credit is Jason Worth.
Mm-hmm.
They always say, and then we added Jason Worth. So maybe it's time. Like, if you're a seller, Cakes, aren't you kind of admitting, all right, that this is a lost season, and then you're kind of kicking the can down the road again.
Well, they're not going to sell anything.
Yes.
At some point, you got to. I think you have to have some urgency for the now.
Bowden, however you say his name is, he's been around forever.
What's his plan?
It's not his plan.
Or what's
what he's hearing.
Okay.
And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I'd love to hear from some diehard Nats fans and where you are, like on your patience meter.
Mm-hmm.
This is likely to be the 6th straight losing season, barring some sort of unexpected turnaround. Like, they might be better than last year, which was 71-91, but it's probably not going to be 85 wins.
Nobody thinks that.
Right?
Selfishly, I need 72 dubs.
Nobody thinks they'll even get near 80, I don't think.
What Bowden wrote is, he says, the Nationals are looking for an ace to pair with Mackenzie Gore at the top of their rotation. That will be their priority at the trade deadline and in the offseason. It appears that ownership could be willing to spend more in the offseason to make impactful moves and start getting serious about trying to contend.
Right, so it's not a stretch move. It's like, we're going to make a move to get into the playoffs. It's a move to make us better for the future.
Arm.
It's the opposite of what Cakes is saying.
Right.
And Bowden could be wrong.
Right.
But he's saying they realize they got to be buyers at some point. They can't just be sellers all the time.
Correct.
If you're sellers all the time, every trade deadline, Cakes, you're pretty much going nowhere.
Right. I have no idea if they're going to make a move. But I wouldn't rule out them adding a good player. They need to start adding good players to the mix of their young players.
And if you get an ace,
I know, by the way, Rizzo will defend the young players that they have on the horizon.
Yeah, and Brady House might be a stud when he gets here, and Hassel has shown some signs. Like, it's great, but maybe it is time to finally start spending some money on the veterans. 800-636-1067. And if you think of it this way, you know, when they were going good, you had Scherzer, you had Strasburg, you had Gio, that maybe they're going to try and you're eventually going to get JoJo Gray back next year, right?
Right.
And he already made an all-star team. You never know how guys respond from rehab. But Gore looks like a stud.
Oh, he's the real deal.
So if you get an ace,
but here's the problem,
from somebody else that's trying to sell, right? Let's say there's another team that's trying to sell.
Mm-hmm.
The Marlins are just about to dump some pitcher.
How about Skeens?
I think it's too early on Skeens.
You guys are making here's the assumption you're making that the team's willing to spend more money to bring on this ace that you're talking about.
Well, that's his.
How do we know that the Nats are willing to do that?
He's heard that they might be finally
I would guess the current ownership is not willing to do that. They haven't spent money on the payroll in the last three plus seasons.
But they've spent money in the past. Don't you agree that their track record is if they think they're going to be competitive, they'll spend money?
That they've done it in the past. So I don't know if their current mindset is to get into the $200+ million payroll game.
Do you have sources?
No. It's called
Is
intuition.
It possible?
It's called what they've done in the recent history.
I understand, but is it possible? And again, he could be wrong, but is it possible that Jim Bowden knows a little bit more and is more plugged in than you?
Yes. 100%.
Okay.
But I'm guessing, and this is just a guess, that the learners are all of a sudden not just going to go from spending $125 million, which I think is the current payroll, and bumping that up by $50 or $75 million.
But when
I find that hard to believe.
When he says 20 things I'm hearing,
mm-hmm.
So this is Jim Bowden, former GM in the league,
yep,
who's saying he's hearing this, so he probably has a few sources. He's probably kind of plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he says the Nationals are looking for an ace to pair with Mackenzie Gore at the top of their rotation. That's what Jim Bowden is hearing.
Mm-hmm. He says
that will be their priority at the trade deadline and in the offseason.
Right.
You're basically scoffing at Jim Bowden right now.
A lot of scoffing over here.
Yeah.
Well, at some point,
they're going to start spending money again.
They have to.
Yeah, at some point.
Or the fans are going to revolt.
Yeah,
and I think they all kind of are.
I think that's a big assumption.
I'm driving around yesterday. And these are hardcore Nats fans that were bitter.
I don't think that Cakes are just going to turn into a team that never spends.
I don't think it's a bad option. So let's say you're a little
who they're going to give up to get it. Go ahead, Bobby.
Just say you're a little hesitant to spend big money in free agency. So why not deal some of these prospects for, you know, all-star caliber players on losing teams that are controlled for another 3 years with a contract that's not that bad. Like Drew Rasmussen for the Tampa Bay Rays has a contract where he makes like 5.5 this year, 8 mm-hmm. next year, and there's an option for 2027.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a horrible contract.
Are they looking to move him?
Well, I'm just saying, like it's the Rays aren't an elite team. You can try and pick away from the carcasses of these other teams instead of going into free agency.
My only thing is, what are they going to give up? Because I don't want to give up any of the...
Well, you're going to have to make a concession.
Yeah, you might have to give up a Brady House or a Hassel.
Not doing that. I'll give up somebody in single A, maybe.
Some of these guys don't work out.
I know.
You just told me...
He's so close.
Prospects are suspects, and now I'm trying to make a deal.
They are, but I wouldn't trade one that close. I'm not sure that someone destroying AAA the way House is,
I can tell you,
is a suspect.
The other part that I hear from fans, and we'll go to your calls here in a moment, 800-636-1067.
I trade Elijah Green.
They're frustrated in two guys.
That's what I trade.
They're frustrated in two guys who seem to be doing better elsewhere than they did here. Corbin, mm-hmm. Jason brought him up like a week ago, and Eric Fetty. It's like these guys are bums here. They go somewhere mm-hmm. else, and then they're decent.
Eric, you wouldn't be thrilled if they made a deal like that for a pitcher who has a under 3 ERA and is controllable for 3 years.
It depends on who they give up. Now, I might trade Dylan Cruz for him.
What?
I'm not all in on Dylan Cruz.
You'd rather trade Dylan Cruz than Hassel?
I'm all in. No, I'm just saying. It depends on the return. I'm just saying I'm not convinced Dylan Cruz is going to be a star.
Hold on, Eric.
He really just played like 40 games.
You're going to trade Dylan Cruz, who was just the number 2 prospect in baseball, for Brady House, who's barely in the top 100 prospects.
I'm telling you, Brady House.
Because he's hitting the ball hard in AAA for a week?
Yeah. I'm just saying, okay, I won't have an opinion. I'm telling you, my opinion is I'm not sold on Dylan Cruz. Apparently, he looks like he's just going to be like a silly role player for 15 years. Yeah,
role player?
I'd rather have a star. I don't see a star.
I think it's way too early.
So Brady is a star.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I would rather... Yeah, but I'm not sold on
but
Dylan
you,
Cruz.
But wouldn't you be thrilled for the fact that it looks like they'd be on the launching pad to try and spend more money if they're making an acquisition like that? If they're trading for a...
I assume they are going to... Unlike Cakes, I do think at some point they're going to start spending money again.
If they make a move and they acquire a number 1 or number 2 starting pitcher, I would be excited heading into the offseason if I were a Nats fan, because I'd be like, well, if they're making this move now, they see the team is getting better. And we compete.
At some point, they're going to have to
compete for the NL East or
just
a wild card.
Just had a conversation with Mike. They're getting closer. Only a few guys. Everyone's now jumping off the bandwagon because they've lost 8 out of 10. They just previously had won 7 out of 10. It's a roller coaster season.
They do get the Marlins and Rockies at home.
I don't know why everyone's jumping off the bandwagon. I think they'll probably win 75 games this year, which is a very modest improvement from last year. But they're heading in the right direction. They got more help coming on the way. I just wouldn't give up some of that help on the way, some of that immediate help on the way.
None of us can go inside what the owners are thinking, right? None of us know. But in 2019, they did have a payroll of $200 million.
Yep.
It's $100 million right now, mm-hmm. according to Baseball Reference.
Yeah, they're not spending jack.
I think they know what's been happening with the losing, that they're going to have to spend at some point. So I just don't think you're going to be perennial sellers. At some point, you got to change.
I'd be willing.
You don't just keep doing the same thing over and over again, Kate.
The counter wager is you wait for more young players to develop, and then
you spend. I think that's Rizzo's plan. $5 wager, Rizzo doesn't acquire anything close to an ace at the trade deadline. takers?
I wouldn't bet it.
Anybody?
No.
I won't bet it because it might not happen. Doesn't mean they're not trying.
Well, who cares about trying?
Yeah.
Trying means nothing. You either do something or you don't.
Well, you're not going to make a bad deal for one.
Right. I agree. Mike Rizzo usually wins the
same.
That doesn't mean it doesn't prove it's untrue.
I'll make this bet with you.
I get the offseason too? Because what Bowden wrote is that will be their priority at the trade deadline and in the offseason. So if you give me trade deadline and offseason for acquiring an ace, I'll make the bet.
To do that, I would have to minimize my exposure. I would make it a $3 bet instead of a $5 bet. No. No, I'm giving you more time, and I'm doubling the bet.
It's not more time. It's what he wrote.
It's a bad bet. I don't make bad bets.
You scoffed at what he said, the former GM.
I bet you they go up. If so they're at $100 million on payroll. I bet you they go up 50% in payroll. Give me 2 years.
How much can I bet on that?
I'm with you, EB. I think that's
2 years.
$10 bet?
So I think within 2 years, they'll be right on the brink, and then they're going to start, boom.
Eventually, they're going to have to give Gore a
$10 bet.
They're going to have to give Gore a big contract.
June 13th of 2027.
Yeah. They'll increase their payroll by 50%.
All right, we got a break.
I'm in.
We got some people that want to chime in. I want to hear from Nats fans. You diehards, where are you in terms of patience with this team? Because I was feeling a lot of impatience as I was driving around from callers. It's 5 straight losing seasons. You know, we're 50 days away from the trade deadline. We'll see. 800-636-1067. Your call's next here on The Junkies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Aldi's quick addendum to the bet. If there's new ownership in place, the bet is null and void. You have to put that in the book. Otherwise, I'm not agreeing to the bet. As long as the learners are in place, I don't believe they're going to spend 50% more on the payroll within 2 years.
All right, let's go to the phones.
That's fair.
A bunch of people want to chime in.
I don't care. I think that they're going to spend again. I don't think the learners decided we're never spending on baseball again.
Well, they haven't spent over the past few years. I don't know.
Yeah, because they know they're going to be awful. And they're waiting. They're buying into the plan to build up. And then
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm happy to pay you $10 if they start spending more on
payroll.
You
just think they're out on baseball, period. I disagree with
that. I think they're out on spending $150 to $200 million on the payroll per year.
Well, they can't win. So, in other words, you're saying they're done.
They gave low $10
million.
Okay. They gave them a one-year deal for $10
million. Yeah, they haven't spent anything yet.
I know.
This is just my guess.
They're going to have to give Gore when they big get bag close, of money. I'm not exactly sure when.
When they get close,
he'll get a big bag of money.
Somebody's going to give him a big bag of money. I would assume it's the Nats.
I think when they get close, they're going to start supplementing with some guys.
I think so.
Yeah. Let's go to Jason in Ashburn. Jason, what's up?
This team is not going anywhere until we get new ownership. We're back where we were when the league was managing the team right after they moved from Montreal. I don't think the learners have any interest in spending. They showed it in the offseason. This pitching staff, the bullpen is atrocious. They spent nothing on it. Our big bat acquisitions were Bell and Lowe. I mean, come on. They're not doing anything. I'm skeptical anything's going to happen. I'm a diehard. I've been with the team since 2005. I'm still falling. I'm still rooting for them.
So you're like Cakes. So you think they're done. They've shut it down completely forever.
Until we get new ownership. And you know what you guys should do is call Verluga. Get him on and see what he thinks about that. Because I think
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, really next week.
Love talking to Barry, but are you in favor of a change at manager or a change at GM?
I think I'm ready for new management at the team level and the GM level. But
how can you be how can you demand that if you think
I'm
they're not getting
be a,
no, but if you think they're not getting anything. Support, if you think they're not getting support from ownership, how can you even criticize them?
I think we've had a lot of issues with this management and over the years, even when we were spending about things we would like to see, especially with regards to player development, as has been mentioned before, not just now, but before they stopped
spending. Right. And then they revamped. They've recently revamped.
I think we still have questions and concerns about player development. I think when we get new ownership, we're going to see new management and we can start over again and move into the future. Look, I'll build a statue to Rizzo. 2019 was one of the greatest years of my life. And that was all because of the moves that he made and the way that Davey massaged that team and made things happen. But if we're talking about starting over and being a long-term contender, it's probably time for new management.
Even though Rizzo's argument is we did this when we first came here.
But how long do you wait?
Well, but it was lightning in a bottle, man. 19 was lightning in a bottle.
You didn't see it building?
No, he means we built it in that they were a contender basically for a decade.
Right.
Yes, and I think we're ready to try that again. I just don't know if this management, especially Davey. Okay, I like Davey, but I'm down for Rizzo to stay along. But
he's got a bunch of young guys in journeyman parts right now.
It's not just right now. It's how he's, you know, we have questions about how he handles the squad, how he uses the pitching staff, how he at times overuses players in the bullpen. He broke Doolittle. I mean, I'm great. I'm glad, right? We got the best out of Doolittle that season in 19 to get us over the hump, to get us into the postseason, but he practically broke him. And then Corbin too, we used Corbin to pieces and you know, look what happened, but we won a World Series. I'm super excited about it, but long-term new young arms that we've invested in, new young bats that we've invested in. I want to see those guys grow and develop. I don't know if Davey's the guy long-term for that. That's my concern. But okay. Right now, we're just spinning our wheels. So let's have some fun. Let's watch Wood hit bombs.
Okay. Patrick Corbin right now, 3.66 ERA and 12 starts.
I mean, those numbers shock me.
All right, let's go to Brendan in Silver Spring. Brendan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, thanks, fellas. I think that last caller nailed it. And I'd add that anything that Jim Bowden writes, mainly about baseball, but certainly the Nationals, I just disregard because he's the same clown that when he was GM here, he tried to bring half of the Cincinnati Reds over. And then he was the guy right before Mike Rizzo. So I think he has an axe to grind. Like the last caller said, until Silver Spoons and his team of advisors actually sell the team, we're going nowhere. I mean, Rizzo's doing the best he can. He's got no money to spend on free agents. That's why we're making these trades. We're giving up guys like Robert Garcia, who's the closer for the Rangers right now, doing well. And thank God for that Juan Soto trade. So this is one of the few cases where I actually agree completely with Eric Bieniemy over there. So I'm right on board with what you're saying. And we got a long way to go. Hopefully next year we arrive a year early, like Rizzo said in 2014.
Right. I'll be honest. I've said this many, many times. Once I get to know someone, I'm going to defend him. You're not going to see me. Mike Rizzo could make the worst moves ever. I'm not going to trash him.
What do you make of?
I'm not going to do it.
What do you make of?
Too friendly with him.
Corbin thriving elsewhere and Eric Fetty, who I think they just let walk. I looked him up.
Well, Fetty always had potential.
He's got a 3.5 ERA.
The Corbin thing is an enigma. I don't understand that. That's like weird.
I thought
Fetty always had talent.
I thought Corbin would be playing in like a men's softball league. He was so bad here.
Well, I thought he would be like a late reliever guy. Like a guy pitching inning or two. He's a lefty. I thought he'd find a spot, but not this.
What I've heard people saying is that the team isn't developing their players well enough. That the young players aren't getting to their potential. Now, Corbin's not a young player, but Fetty was here for years. And look, his ERAs the last couple seasons, 5.47. 5.81. Then he goes to Chicago and has a 3.1 ERA.
Maybe.
And then this year, then last year in St. Louis, 3.7 ERA. Then now he's got a 3.5 ERA. Corbin went from, like you said, a softball pitcher to all of a sudden he looks like a major league starter.
Maybe somebody found something. My theory always on Corbin was that we broke him in that playoff run. We had a prominent player in studio tell us. But somebody tell us.
I know.
Remember how much they used him?
Yes, that was the theory. But my point is,
theory.
Why are these guys, now it's just two pitchers, stinking here, and then all of a sudden they go to a new spot, and they're good? Is it just they got a better pitching coach?
Fetty showed flashes here. The Corbin one, I don't understand. Maybe a new pitching coach did find something and eke something out.
800-636-1067 is the number. You can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.